to Yahoo Finance Live. Let's get back on the markets here and bring in BlackRock's CIO of U.S. Fundamental Active Equity, Tony DeSpirito. Tony, thanks for taking some time this morning. We were just talking a little bit in the break, this calm that has returned to markets. What's causing this calm after really what was a tough week last week? And do you think the calm is here to stay?
So, Brian, I think we're in the middle of a regime shift, right? We're shifting from the pandemic regime to the post-pandemic regime. And of course, the pandemic regime was characterized by lots of fiscal stimulus and monetary stimulus with a Fed that was promising low rates for a long period of time. We're now moving beyond that, right? We're seeing a very sharp recovery. We're seeing strong GDP growth, good wages, good employment numbers, and inflation. And so that means the Fed is now moving from low for longer to a period of rising rates. That, by definition, creates a degree of uncertainty. And I think that means we're going to see some volatility. It's certainly calmed down the last couple of days, but our expectation is for there to be a fair amount of volatility this year. That doesn't mean investors should panic. We think the market is actually very attractively priced, particularly relative to bonds. So investors should still stay invested, but just expect the bumpier ride.
Tony, you think we have now arrived at that point where the market is comfortable with rate hikes that might number 5 to 7 this year?
Yeah, in some ways we might be at peak hawkishness in terms of market expectations. And so you certainly saw that in January and late last year, a change in tone from the Fed. Now the market has reset expectations. And so now the market is expecting these rate hikes and starting to price them in. Of course, there is a little bit of a threading the needle going on, right? Raise too little and inflation continues to increase, raise too much and the economy could slow. And so the Fed is going to be very sensitive to that. And that's why we're going to see this kind of steady increase throughout the year in rates.
Tony, it's Julie here. You know, I'm watching the market today roll over a little bit. This despite those blockbuster numbers from Alphabet, for example, from AMD also. If even in the face of good corporate news, stocks can't manage to get a lot, much traction, what do investors kind of do in this market? Do they just hang on to those individual stocks that they think are going to perform well?
Yeah, we've really been recommending a barbell policy, right? On one hand, you still want to own those deep cyclicals, energy and financials. They did very well last year, but they should continue to do well in this inflationary rising rate environment. Banks are one of the few areas of the economy that actually benefit directly from rising rates, so that's positive. And then, of course, energy has really benefited from restricted supply. The fact that there's been very little investment in incremental supply really since 2014. And so that's propelling those forward. So that's on one hand. On the other hand, you also want to protect yourself from in case the Fed overdoes it. And that's where you want to own some of the high quality compounders, companies like technology stocks. I think a lot of those stocks have come down in their multiples as of late. I think there are a lot of high quality companies where the baby has been thrown out with the bathwater. So that's an individual stock selection issue. Similarly, I think healthcare is really interesting. It's a very steady sector, good growth because we're aging as a society and healthcare benefits from aging demographics. We all consume more healthcare as we age, and yet the valuations are very attractive there. And so that's what we're recommending, is to take this barbell approach.
Tony, is this the tech stock sell-off? Has it just been overdone? Microsoft, good earnings. AMD, good earnings. Google blew it out of the water. Many others, too, in the tech space have been reporting very strong results. And I get, the market has to look forward, and they don't like higher interest rates. But fundamentally, tech companies are doing pretty darn well.
So you're right. The fundamentals are absolutely fantastic. It's really a question of duration. I mean, if you think about growth stocks versus value stocks, you can think in terms of duration, that growth stocks have the cash flow weighted towards farther in the future and value stocks nearer term. And so when interest rates rise, it's natural to expect PE multiples to come down in the tech sector. And so that's broadly what's happened. And then as stock pickers, what we're doing is going through and sorting through that list of companies that's come down, look for those companies that are really truly fantastic franchises, and yet they've overcorrected. That's not true of the broad of high growth multiples broadly, but it is true of certain companies, and that's what we're doing.
You know, Tony, you and many of the investors we speak to sound relatively calm about this environment right now, right? That things are not perhaps as dire, maybe, as you say, we've reached peak hawkishness. I'm curious what your clients sound like. Are they similarly calm here, or do you get a lot of sort of more pessimistic calls that you have to kind of talk people down in this environment?
Well, without a doubt, whenever there's volatility, we want to get in front of our clients and make sure they're comfortable. And what we've heard is they are. And, you know, we've been saying for a long time to clients, look, when you're in equities, you're not buying them for the next month or next week or next quarter even. You're buying them for the next 3 to 5 years. And when you take that 3 to 5 year outlook, which is exactly what you should be doing, you know, fundamentals continue to be look strong. Valuations, particularly when you look on an equity risk premium basis, in other words, the yield, the earnings yield on stocks as compared to the yield on long-term bonds, stocks are the best place to be. And so investors, actually, as I talk to investors, they're still very comfortable.
I really appreciate you taking some time. BlackRock CIO of U.S. Fundamental Active Equity, Tony DeSpirito, good to see you. We'll talk to you soon.